My name is David Moltz with the Council for Advancement and Support of Education. Recently, I spoke with Daphne Kohler, computer science professor at Stanford University and co-founder and co-CEO of Coursera, an educational technology company offering massive open online courses, or MOOCs. She's joining a panel discussion about disruptive innovation in higher education at the 2013 CASE Summit for Leaders in Advancement, July 14th in San Francisco. I asked her why advancement professionals should support their institutions offering MOOCs and whether they should expect anything in return from those who enroll. Here's what she said.
So I think that institutions see three main benefits from this. The first is just the, you might say, marketing, the expansion of the reach and the footprint to illustrate to the world at large the scholarly work that gets done at the institution. If you compare the cost-benefit analysis of doing a MOOC relative to other forms of marketing, it actually is an incredibly cost-effective way because you, say, pay $50,000 to produce a MOOC and you reach in one session 50,000 students, most of whom engage fairly deeply with your institution and remember it. Whereas you can take the same $50,000, print a bunch of glossy brochures at $1 a piece and mail them to people, and the vast majority of them will end up in the garbage and people won't even remember having seen them. So as a marketing exercise, this is a hugely effective one. A second one is, I think it gives people access to a global talent pool that normally they might not encounter. People who do really well in these classes are recruitable in some cases to come and study at that institution. And these are people who might be tremendous assets to an institution in terms of its diversity, its breadth, and just the scholarly ability of its students. And then the third one, which is coming at it from the other direction, is that this is almost a pivot point for an institution who wants to move its faculty and its instruction more towards an active learning format. When you try and do that in the natural course of events, it's very difficult to move faculty away from the way they traditionally do things because they will tell you that it's working fine, why should they change? Whereas here you come and tell instructors you can teach 50,000 people and many of them find that very attractive, so they do that, and they find that once they've done that, they can't really come back to teaching their class in the same old way that they've done before, and so they naturally gravitate towards a different form of teaching that is more interactive and more engaging to the students. And so I think for many institutions, this is a critical step to moving them more towards what they consider to be 21st century teaching techniques. We've seen MOOCs where there was a very deep connection formed between the instructor and the MOOC students despite the scale, and I know that many of those students feel passionately about the instructor and the institution that provided the course. And I think that there are some that are more, you know, the level of involvement is not as deep and these students aren't as strongly connected. So partly it's a question of how the course is structured and how engaged the instructor is, but I think it is possible to get alumni-like commitment in certain contexts, even in a MOOC.
For more information about the 2013 CASE Summit for Leaders in Advancement, including information on guest speakers like Daphne Kohler, visit www.case.org/summit13.